Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam, and hit the follow and like button. Civic Media Adam from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM. I'm not going to lie to you. Civic Media Adam is a whole lot cooler than real Adam. That's kind of the feeling I get. Time for an ABC Newsroom update sponsored by Scott Industries. You can enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, which include unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing program. It's fully owned by the individual worker and by the Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Large cranes are right now moving into Baltimore Harbor to begin the long process of removing the wreck of the Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore saying on Thursday this stage of the cleanup will be paid for by the federal government.
We submitted an initial $60 million request to the Biden-Harris administration for initial mobilization, operations, and debris recovery efforts. And I can report that as of this afternoon, the Biden-Harris administration has approved that request.
Big fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall last night for President Biden. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were also there. Former President Donald Trump on Long Island at the wake for a slain New York City police officer. Today, marking exactly 1 year behind bars for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested in Russia for the spying, a charge his company, the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government strongly refute. This is ABC News. Eight prison officers are among the 146 arrested for raids after an alleged network bringing contraband into Georgia prisons was uncovered.
It's the largest criminal operation of its kind in Georgia history, say state prisons investigators, including Greg Phillips.
We stopped roughly 170 prison drops.
And?
We did electronic interceptions on Mr. Robert Schwartz, his business here at Thunder Drones, and inmates and associates of inmates.
Schwartz, one of those charged.
Most of our business is consumer business.
State officials say 87 drones, loads of meth, ecstasy, plus hundreds of cell phones and 22 weapons were seized. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And starting Monday, fast food workers in California will begin earning at least $20 an hour, $4 above the state's minimum wage. A new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom last year applies to corporate and franchise-owned restaurants with at least 60 locations nationwide. McDonald's, Starbucks, Chipotle, and other chains say they will raise prices in response to the law. This is ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
It's 6:03. We're at 23 degrees. It's time right now for a sports update. And it's sponsored on WRCO by Bindle Tire and Auto and by the Richland Hospital.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Springtime is here and baseball is in the air. And for Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess. A local game from yesterday in baseball. It was Riverdale defeating Cashton 15-5. The winning pitcher was Logan Cagle. He had 7 strikeouts on the day. Chase Chitwood had the save for Riverdale. Chase Chitwood also went 2-for-2 from the plate and 2 RBI. Logan Cagle 2-for-2, 4 runs knocked in the 15-5 Riverdale win over Cashton. Well, Bob Uecker could be dialing it back a little bit this season. No official announcement, but he'll be on the air Tuesday when Milwaukee has their home opener against Minnesota. Uecker's plans after that aren't exactly known. Now, team officials say the 90-year-old voice of the Brewers will take it game by game. It's his 53rd year in the broadcast booth. He's already limited himself to just home games the last few years. Big League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers and New York Mets will have to wait till today to see if they can get their game underway. They were rained out, as well as Atlanta at Philadelphia. National League Finals, Cincy over Washington 8-2. The Dodgers a 7-1 win over St. Louis. San Diego got by San Fran 6-4. Pittsburgh won better than Miami 6-5. And Arizona, no trouble with Colorado 16-1. One interleague matchup, it was Texas getting by Chicago 4-3. And American League Finals, Baltimore 11-3 over the Angels. Detroit shut out the Chi Sox 1-0. Minnesota 4-1 over Kansas City. Toronto, a win over Tampa Bay 8-2. The Yankees 5, Houston 4. Cleveland blanked Oakland 8-0 in what is sounding like their final season in California, as Oakland will head to, actually the A's will head to Las Vegas. One other final, Boston, they get off to a 1-0 start. They defeated Seattle 6-4. From the NBA, it was a second-half comeback effort by Milwaukee, but it came up a little short. They fell to New Orleans in New Orleans last night, 107-100. It was Giannis Antetokounmpo dropping 35 points and 14 rebounds. However, the Bucks have now lost two in a row. The Pelicans were up by 18 at one point. The Milwaukee chiseled that to a five-point lead late in the fourth quarter. However, they could never draw even. The Bucks will play tomorrow as they play on the road at Atlanta. One other NBA final from last night, Atlanta, we're just talking about them, they beat Boston in overtime, 123-122. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM for your Friday morning, brought to you by Bindle Tire and Auto and by the Richland Hospital. In for Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
And now your Good Friday forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly sunny and mild with a high of 56. Rain likely tonight. Overnight low of 36. Starting the weekend Saturday cloudy, then some breaks of sun by afternoon, a high of 53. Variably cloudy, not as cold Saturday night, a low of 33. Easter Sunday cloudy, a chance of light rain by midday, a high of 50. Cloudy and blustery on Monday, 47. 45 with rain and snow Tuesday. You're listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Tore out a page from my little black book. Took out her picture, gave it one last look. Hung a big sign out on the door saying, love don't live around here no more. Packed up what was left of my pride. Topped off the tank for the long hard ride. 17 miles out of Lonelyville. Yonder came a darling in a coupe de ville. So long, heartache, adios. Sorrow, see you later, time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello. I hit the gas, hot on the tail of that Cadillac. Said a little prayer, held my breath. Sure enough, the green light turned to red. So long, heartache, adios. Sorry, we'll see you later, time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery.
with the justice of the peace. $45 for a license and a ring.
$45 for a license and a ring.
So long, heartache, adios. So I'll see you later.
Time to hit the road.
Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, hello.
Truly should have been an auctioneer, John Michael Montgomery. Hello, L-O-V-E. Hello, Richland County and beyond. 611. We're at 23 degrees. Today's new sponsors, Mountain Dew and, of course, Bad Decisions. But they're not new. They've been around forever. We're moving to 630. We will have a news, weather, and sports update. And if you're so moved for a delicious breakfast, why not the Richland Family Restaurant?
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Ever had a hot date, one of those can't wait, things go a little too far. In the middle of a good night, have you ever got right in the back seat of your car? I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us all about it. Stand up. Testify. Your money was gone. A smiling Mona Lisa loaded up your Visa and took a bartender home. I said, stand up. If you ever been there, stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us all about it. Stand up. Testify. A he-man, do it just for me, man, knew just what to do. Thought I was a hero, she rated me a zero, said, honey, child, you ain't through. I said, stand up, have you ever been there? Stand up, identify, stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. Stand up, identify, stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify, stand up, if you ever been there. Stand up, identify, stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, y'all testify.
100.9.
Does relaxing in a warm swimming pool, hot tub, and sauna sound like an enjoyable way to spend time with your family and friends? Simon's Recreation Complex is your public indoor heated swimming pool, located on the UW-Platteville Richland campus. While the campus may be closing, Simon's Recreation Complex is open and continues to meet the fitness and recreation needs of Southwest Wisconsin community. The swimming pool is open to the public daily for lap swimming, water walking, water basketball, and for splashing with the children. The swimming pool is now open extended hours through April 30th. Friday night, the pool is open until 8:40 p.m. Saturday pool hours are 7:30 a.m. to 3:55 p.m. Sunday pool hours are 1 p.m. to 4:55 p.m. The cost for non-members to swim is $5. Visit Simon's Recreation Complex this winter and spring to stay active and stay warm. Call 647-8522 or on the web at simonsrec.com.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Urban is our guest here on WRCO. Tom, you guys ready to service all these mowers? People need a tune-up before they start mowing this year.
You bet, Phil. In fact, it's an incredible array of mowers coming in. We repair everything when it comes to lawnmowers, so it doesn't make any difference what make or model or whatever. We're a one-stop place. We can do it all. On a busy day, we get 12 to 15 units in for service, so it really is quite a fiasco. We have a huge, huge shop and excellent people working here, so it's a great place to come, and there's a lot of reasons to stop and see us. Service is number one for us, of course. But number two, we are the largest lawn and garden dealer in southern Wisconsin, and we have some specials right now. We have Mow the Distance program coming along, and it starts officially on the 27th of March and goes through April 8th. And there's 20% off a list on all Gravely products as far as the heavy-duty version, not the homeowner units. But that includes HDs and above. And what's really nice about that program is it's going to be your best buy in the season. You can literally come in early and speak up for one and then take it later, because this is one of those deals where it's once in a lifetime. You're not going to see it again. So we have 23 prices. That means they're cheaper anyhow, but you're going to save a fortune, and it's never a better time to stop in. But, you know, the other side of it is we also have Husky products, and Husky's got some targeted items right now. They're targeting right now, this very moment, the electric side of the homeowner side. It's got extra discounts ranging from $80 in that range and more. And we also have deals on Husky tractors and et cetera that will hit the April period. And so you're going to have a chance to save a lot of money at Mueller Equipment. And the key is you got to get here, though, Phil. And for most people that haven't been to Dodgeville, Wisconsin, we're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, they just got done remodeling, or they're still working on it. But I think they're going to stay in business. So we look forward to seeing them. Come down and visit them as well. We're open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. The 1st of April, we add a half an hour on both ends of the day, so it'll be a longer day for everybody. Go to www.MuellerRental.com. That's our internet site. It's literally well done, and you can see all the specials there. Go to Craigslist, and on the left-hand side, punch in Mueller, and you'll see our specials. But better yet, give us a holler at 935-2751. And Phil, coming in person really makes a big difference. You get to see who we are, what we do, and what we can do for you.
That's right. Do you still have that Stealth mower there?
We do, and we actually have an extra special on that. Not only does it qualify for the 20% off, but we're additionally adding another $250 on it. Mm. And by the way, we have Aaron's lawnmowers. We have a 5% cash discount on all of our Aaron's. Aaron's runs a little less money. It's not quite as plush or as nice as our other units, but it's very operable and very, very well built. So if you're trying to save some money and don't want to spend quite as much money on a Gravely, we have a great deal on Aaron's as well. So, yes, the Stealth will be there. We got a lot of them on hand. We went out and got some more. It's a black unit with all kinds of extras on it, and it isn't much more than the standard unit.
Yeah, the ladies of Sextonville would think I was pretty special if I had that, I bet.
You know, I bet they would, but I don't know what your wife would think.
Yeah, I don't know either. Huh. Well, we'll work on that, and you work on your end, and we'll talk to you real soon, Tom.
Thank you, Phil.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville on this report from WRCO.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, both calves and slaughter cows were very active. Holstein bull calves sold in $3.10 to $7 per pound. Beef crossbred calves up to $8.50. And Jersey and heifer calves sold from $170 to $220. Slaughter cows ranged from $98 to $125. Bulls at $120 and fleshy heifers up to $157. Feeder sale next week, Friday, April 5th. Now is a good time to call to consign your cattle, so we can get them on our list to advertise. Remember, we'll come out to your farm to give you a quote on what your packages of cattle could bring at our sales. Call Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, if you have cattle to sell or are looking to purchase. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
I'm Dennis Polifka, incumbent candidate for the Sauk County Board of Supervisors for District 23, with a proven record for listening to people and working to get results. I've been fortunate to have been involved with the two drainage ditch projects that relieve flooding in the River Valley and am currently involved with the third final project. Working with local through federal level agencies has given me a well-rounded knowledge on how to get things done. My name is Dennis Polifka. Appreciate your vote on April 2nd for Sauk County Supervisor.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to your Friday wake up. 6:21 is the time. Adam Hess in for Philip J. Nee. He'll be back in the air chair tomorrow for you. Those were the days tomorrow night, 6 to midnight. Having a great time, though, spending the week with you. 6:30 news, weather, and sports.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere else. Hey, I'm not trying to nobody. I just want a chance to be myself. I've spent 1,000 miles of coming. Guess I've worn blisters on my heels. Trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that shouldn't judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? San Francisco, I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving. Headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that shouldn't judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. How many of you sitting judge me? Ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
Hey y'all, this is David Lee Murphy. I'm with my buddies at WRCO.
Soul on the old dance floor. If you're gonna run with the big dogs, hon, you gotta get off the porch. You can sit there all night uptight, honey, but a good time's something I know. You gotta get the jump while the night is young, and there's just one way to go. Say
when it comes my time to go, I won't go easily. Out with a bang, kicking up dust. On it tonight, I'm all wound up. Over the fence and off of my chain. On it tonight, I'm a hurricane. Out with a bang. Well, everybody wants a good time. We all have a right.
It's 6:26. We are moving down to 6:30 news, weather, and sports. A great song right there from David Lee Murphy for your Good Friday. Get Together Out With A Bang. Right before that, we called on Dwight Yoakam and Buck Owens together with The Streets of Bakersfield. We're at 23 degrees. Your outlook from Tony Schumacher, partly sunny and mild, 56. 36 tonight, rain developing overnight. And then for tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, then some breaks of sun later on. We'll top off at 53. A little cooler for your Easter Sunday celebration. Cloudy, chance of scattered rain by midday, a high of 50. Even cooler on Monday, 47. Currently in Richland Center, it's 23.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Hey, rock and rollers. This is Phil Mee, spreading the word about this week's Those Were the Days. We hope you'll join us during this Easter weekend for some great rock and roll classics. We'll be playing the cowbell, along with many of the great tunes that you know and love. Cowbell classics. See if you can think of one. Give us a call with that request on Saturday night's Those Were the Days. Sponsored in part by Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel, along with Jay's Pedal Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, join us as a part of our Retro Saturday on WRCO, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It's Those Were the Days, Saturday night, right here. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Listen for your chance to qualify on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland. Richland Center.
It's 6:30. We're at 23 degrees. News on WRCO is sponsored by Computer Connections, Why Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. By Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Adam Hess. Here's what you need to know. A tired driver in Grand County caused a crash resulting in injuries. On Wednesday night at approximately 11:35, the Grand County Sheriff's Office responded to a two-vehicle crash on Highway 35, 133, and U.S. Highway 18. Jason Von Bruckhauser, 47, of Dixon, Illinois, was northbound on Highway 35, 133, approaching the intersection with Highway 18. As he was approaching the intersection, Olivia Blum, 21, of Glen Haven, was traveling west on Highway 18. Von Bruckhauser failed to yield at the stop sign and struck Blum's vehicle. It was also determined that tiredness was a contributing factor in that crash. Blum was trapped by the damage to her driver's door but was not pinned. She complained of neck pain, and Von Bruckhauser complained of ankle and leg pain. West Grant EMS transported Olivia Blum to the hospital for treatment of her injuries. Jason Von Bruckhauser will be issued citations for failure to stop at a stop sign and inattentive driving. Backers of former President Donald Trump are launching a second effort to recall Wisconsin Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office after the first one appears to have failed. Recall organizers filed paperwork to start a second recall effort on Wednesday, just 2 days after they asked the court to give them more time to rehabilitate their signatures that Voss challenged on the first petition. Ultimately, it's up to the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission to determine whether enough valid signatures are gathered to force a recall election. Voss angered Trump supporters after he declined to impeach the state's top elections officials or decertify President Joe Biden's win in the swing state. Elected officials across Wisconsin are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed on Tuesday. They're protesting President Biden's support of Israel's war in Gaza. Meanwhile, 6-12% of Wisconsin voters may go with one of the third-party or independent candidates for president in November. Political scientist Kathy Kramer speaking with Wisconsin Eye.
There's this sense that the American political system is broken and not listening to ordinary Americans. So there's lots of disenchantment.
The margin between President Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be so narrow in November that an independent or third-party candidate could play spoiler in Wisconsin. That's what political scientist Charles Franklin told Wisconsin Eye.
Those folks are going to likely be late making up their minds, may or may not vote. And so in a very close election,
could turn
a position to tilt the election in the fall.
20 elected officials are urging Democrats to vote uninstructed. As part of Tammy's Dairyland tour, Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Richland Center yesterday for a walk with the mayor. Baldwin walked the downtown and met with several business owners. She hopes to get to know the needs of the community she serves.
It's really meeting people where they are and hearing what's on their mind. Gives me ideas for the work that I do, and wanting to make sure that, you know, I hear both people's challenges and also the opportunities that they're looking at, and it's really exciting to do.
In Richland Center yesterday, she heard about childcare, small business, food, and rural health.
And to the point of showing up, listening, that's exactly what we did before we initiated, the spending, the earmark, if you want to call it that, the congressionally directed spending for the hospital, because we knew there was a need here. And we knew that the community all by itself would really struggle to be able to meet that. So instead, we're doing this in partnership. And, you know, to be able to step up and help at a time when it's really challenging to meet people's health needs in rural areas was really, you know, it's rewarding for me.
From start to finish, Tammy will travel nearly 1,400 miles and visit 19 counties, including Richland, Vernon, La Crosse, Juneau, Sauk, and Columbia. And today is Good Friday to commemorate the death of Jesus. A Good Friday service will be held this afternoon at 1 o'clock at St. John Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Several pastors from the Richland County Ministerial Association will be leading worship. You're invited to hear the story of Jesus' crucifixion and how it leads to hearts broken open. Readings from Jesus' Passion, according to the Gospel of Mark, will be interspersed with reflections and stories from life by local pastors. The worship service will include prayers and song. All are invited to attend this worship service to plant the love of God, hope, and joy in your hearts as we prepare for Easter Sunday.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
Your holiday weekend forecast, partly sunny and mild today, mid-50s. For tonight, light rain likely 36. Saturday, 53 with cloudy skies in the morning, breaks of sunshine by the afternoon. Overnight, Saturday night, variably cloudy 33. And then Easter Sunday, cloudy with a 50% chance of light rain, a high of 50. Back to the work weekend, school week on Monday, high of 47, rain by the afternoon. We're at 23 degrees. That is our morning low. Up next, we'll have a look at sports.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time homebuyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, sponsored by Mr. G's, downtown Viroqua in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your source for local clothing and boots and shoes and everything. everything in style you need for work and play. That's Mr. G's downtown Viroqua and Richland Center. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts.
When the look is casual, the name is Mr. G's. When the emphasis is on active wear, the name is Mr. G's. Because Mr. G's Clothing truly is a special clothing store. Now is the best time to update your casual wear for spring and summer with a selection you'll find at Mr. G's. Choose from all the top names, from casual to active wear, and from dress shoes to work boots. The name is Mr. G's. Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
Good morning. With a look at sports and for Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess. In high school baseball from yesterday, it was Riverdale over Cashton 15-5. Logan Cagle picked up the win with 7 strikeouts. Riverdale's Chase Chitwood notched the save. Chase also delivered with his bat, going 2-for-2 and driving in 2 runs. The leading hitter was the winning pitcher, Logan Cagle, finishing the game 2-for-2 and 4 runs knocked in. The Milwaukee Brewers did not have the opportunity to play. They were rained out yesterday, as well as the Atlanta and Philadelphia game, both postponed due to rain. Milwaukee and the Mets will try to open up their season later today from our sister station at WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Winners in the National League, Cincinnati over Washington 8-2. The Dodgers stunned St. Louis 7-1. San Diego 6-4 over San Fran. Pittsburgh got by Miami 6-5. Arizona clobbered Colorado 16-1. The Cubbies lost their opening game to Texas in interleague scoring. 4-3 was the final there. American League Finals, Detroit over the Chi Sox 1-0. Baltimore down the Angels 11-3. Minnesota edged Kansas City 4-1. Toronto 8-2 over Tampa. The Yankees 5, Houston 4. Cleveland shut out Oakland 8-0. And Boston 6-4 over Seattle. Well, there's no official announcement, but legendary voice of the Brewers, Bob Uecker, could be dialing it back a little more in the 2024 season. He will be on the air Tuesday when Milwaukee opens the home portion of their season against Minnesota. Uecker's plans after that aren't really known. Team officials say the 90-year-old legend, voice of the Brewers, will simply take it game by game after that. This is his 53rd year in the broadcast booth. He's already limited himself to just home games the last few years. A second-half comeback effort came up a little short in the Bucks' 107-100 loss at New Orleans last night. Now, the Bucks dropped a second straight game despite 35 points and 14 rebounds by the big guy, Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Pelicans were up by 16 at half, 18 later in the game. The Bucks, they closed it down to within 5 in the final moments, but they could not draw even. The Bucks will play in Atlanta on Saturday. That game can be heard on our sister station. Atlanta, the only other NBA scoring game last night, was 123-122 in overtime. Atlanta beat Boston. The postseason success for the Wisconsin women's basketball team continues with an 86-61 win over Illinois State. Just over 3,100 fans were at the Kohl Center. Sonia Copeland and Sarah Williams led the Badgers with 18 apiece. Coach Marissa Mosley's team won the game with long-range bombs, hitting 9 of 19 three-pointers, while the Redbirds were just 3 of 18. Wisconsin stays alive and will meet the winner of tonight's game between Purdue, Fort Wayne, and St. Louis. The talent's there, but tight end Josiah DeGara didn't really produce during his time in Green Bay. Now the third-round pick is moving on to Jacksonville. In the 3 years, he started just 10 Packer games, and his playing time was limited and diminishing even more. On to the NCAA men's tournament, Marquette guard Cam Jones says he and his teammates won't change a thing as they take on North Carolina State in the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament. Jones, Tyler Kolick, Osha Igodaro, and coach Shaka Smart spoke to the media Thursday in Dallas and then got some practice time in the American Airlines Center. The Golden Eagles and Wolfpack battle in advance of the game starting at 6 o'clock Central Time tonight. During our 810 Sports Report, we'll have a complete look at National Hockey League, NBA, and Major League Baseball. Bo Hendricks will have that for you this morning at 810.
This sports report on WRCO has been brought to you by Mr. G's, the Homesteader Store, right here in Richland Center.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
You're listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hey, a great big hello to the Richland Center and Ithaca Band students. They're on their way home from sunshiny Florida. Yeah, sorry, kids. 56 for a high today. Yeah, we're going to see some sun, though. And, you know, life is a highway. Some of it's just a little warmer than others. 23 currently, that's our morning low. Here's Rascal Flatts for our weekday wake-up. Moving to 7 o'clock, we'll have a complete look at your forecast and ABC News.
Life's like a road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a highway. I wanna ride it all night long. If you're going my way, well, I wanna drive it all night long. Through all these cities and all these towns, it's in my blood and it's all around. I love you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hands. Come on, St. Bee to those Memphis nights. The copper past the Vancouver flights. And knock me down and back up again. You're in my blood, I'm not a lonely man. There's no wood I can hold. A road so rough, this I know. I'll be there when the light comes in. Tell them we're survivors. Life is a highway. I wanna ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I wanna drive it all night long. Gimme, 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 yeah. Life is a highway. I wanna ride it all night long. Yeah. If you're going my way, I wanna drive it all night long. There was a distance between you and I. A misunderstanding once, but now we look it in the eye.
say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, don't rock too slow. Move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, do believe, I believe. Yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, let's dig it now. Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Kiss me, baby, then you roll your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Tell everybody that you're mine, all mine. I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Oh, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're gonna steady with nobody else but me. Oh, yeah.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Corton, Maine just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your tastes and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Does your yard need a green makeover? At B&D Tree Services, they've got your trees covered. From tree pruning to removal, health assessments, and emergency services, they're your local tree specialists. Their expert team is dedicated to top-notch customer service. Need that stubborn stump gone? They do that too. At B&D Tree Services, for all your tree needs. Call them today at 608-738-9399 and let your trees thrive.
Spring is in the air, and so is the buzz at the Avoca Mercantile. They're shaking off the winter slumber and gearing up for a grand reopening on April 2nd. Get ready to experience a whole new vibe as they unveil their fresh spring look. Join them Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. for an adventure in shopping. From unique finds to seasonal delights, the Avoca Mercantile has something special in store just for you. Don't miss out. Mark your calendars and be a part of the excitement. See you soon at the Avoca Mercantile.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Today's show is powered by Mountain Dew and Bad Decisions.
Sundress hotter than the heat in July. With her wind-blown hair, it just wasn't fair the way she was blowing my mind. Have you ever noticed every hurricane gets its name from a girl like this? She's a cat five kind, keeps you up at night, hanging on to the end of a kiss. She's a beautiful miss. Yeah, the kind you love to love, but what happens next? I got a feeling when the sun comes up, I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign. I'm gonna wish I had a little heads up, little leeway, a little more time, or some kind of radar system locked in on love. I got a feeling by the time the night finds the morning, I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. When you're burning your wheel somewhere between going and gone, you get so lost that you can't turn it off. You give in and you just turn it on. She's a heart full of red, red lips like a flame. She's a girl from your favorite song. What a beautiful mess. One part angel, one part perfect, one part brick. The kind of flood you'll never forget. I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign. I'm gonna wish I had a little heads up, little leeway, a little more time, some kind of radar system locked in on love. I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign.
Hunter Hayes from 2011 had a chance to watch the Storm Warning Tour in concert in Milwaukee. For a young kid, as he was at the time, he put on one heck of a show. No storm warnings for you as we move through your holiday weekend. What we need is more cowbell.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Hey, rock and rollers. This is Phil Nee, spreading the word about this week's Those Were the Days. We hope you'll join us during this Easter weekend for some great rock and roll classics. We'll be playing the cowbell, along with many of the great tunes that you know and love. Cowbell classics. See if you can think of one. Give us a call with that request on Saturday night's Those Were the Days. Sponsored in part by Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel, along with Jay's Pedal Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, join us as a part of our Retro Saturday on WRCO, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It's Those Were the Days, Saturday night, right here.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess.